This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hong Kong's top officials said Monday the city will proceed with its controversial plan to allow extradition of some suspects to mainland China for prosecution. But the idea has met with opposition in semi-autonomous Hong Kong and around the world. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong on Sunday to protest the plan. Estimates of the crowd vary between a few hundred thousand and a million. It was the largest protest Hong Kong has seen since its 1997 handover from Britain to China. The Hong Kong diaspora and people in more than two dozen cities internationally also rallied to show support for the protesters' demands. And U.S. officials and lawmakers are voicing grave concerns, citing the possible erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy from China. Critics of the measure say China's legal system would not guarantee the same rights to defendants as they would have in Hong Kong. Some fear that Beijing would use extradition from Hong Kong to seize people it couldn't otherwise apprehend, including human rights advocates and other critics of Chinese leadership. One person died Monday when an executive helicopter crash-landed on top of a Manhattan skyscraper in rainy, foggy weather. Media reports said the casualty was the pilot of the chopper, who was flying alone. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told people the incident appeared to be isolated and unrelated to terrorism.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror. And there is no ongoing threat to New York City based on all the information we have right now.
Authorities said the chopper was flying in restricted airspace. Aircraft are supposed to fly above a certain level within 1 mile of Trump Tower, which is a few blocks from the crash site. For more on this and other stories, you can find us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.